This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel is ramping up its bombing of targets in the Gaza Strip. Still no ground invasion, though. Hamas released two elderly Israeli women yesterday. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The freed hostages were an 85-year-old and a 79-year-old who had been snatched from their kibbutz near the Gaza border during Hamas's October 7th rampage into southern Israel.
It's okay. That's fine. Yes.
It was the second such release, but the Israeli military says more than 200 others, including the 83-year-old and 84-year-old husbands of the two women, are still being held hostage. Americans believed to be among them. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It is literally an hour-by-hour effort here at the White House and at the State Department to find out where these folks are and to try to make the effort to get them out and get them back.
A U.S. official says Washington is advising Israel that holding off on a ground offensive would allow more time to work with regional mediators on the release of more hostages.
An off-duty pilot who allegedly tried to shut down the engines of a Horizon Air passenger jet in mid-flight will hear the charges against him in court today. He was subdued by the crew. Listen as the pilot of the aircraft tells air traffic controllers what's going on.
Just give you a heads up. We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit. And he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued.
Heard there on Live ATC Net. The man identified as Joseph Emerson faces 83 counts of attempted murder. He'd been riding in an extra seat in the cockpit. House Republicans will meet privately today to try nominating a new House Speaker. Former President Trump is expected to be in court today in New York at his civil fraud trial, as his one-time personal lawyer Michael Cohen testifies. This is AP News. Now to what Tesla is saying. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Tesla says federal prosecutors have expanded investigation into the electric vehicle maker's partially automated driving systems. In a quarterly report filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Tesla says the Justice Department is looking into personal benefits, related parties, vehicle range, and personnel decisions. But the automaker did not provide details. Instead of requests for information, subpoenas have been issued. That, says legal experts, could mean prosecutors may be investigating Tesla CEO Elon Musk and whether the company has been candid in describing the features of its vehicles. Norman Hall, Washington.
A new study finds that a big chunk of Antarctica is doomed to melt, though that's expected to take hundreds of years. And that melt is expected no matter how much the world cuts back on carbon emissions. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.